This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, November 1st. Well, we got through October, and not an impressive month for the wheat space, where we generally just drifted lower, continuing to put in new lows in Kansas City. Minneapolis broke into new lows yesterday. Chicago's inching closer to those lows. And I would imagine with KC and Minneapolis pushing into new lows, and they're the quality markets, that Chicago probably will follow along. Obviously, the spreads have been narrowing between Chicago and KC and Minneapolis, and that's probably going to continue as well. We seem to see more business coming in for U.S. soft red. It's competitive in the world space, whereas KC and Minneapolis are still offered above other sources. So that's just been the story in the wheat space, and it really hasn't changed. Ukraine is having some success moving grain through the humanitarian corridor. There were some rumors that they were going to shut that down last week, but that didn't happen, and Ukraine is denying those rumors. And Russia continues to be a very aggressive exporter of wheat. Winter is coming, and I would imagine Ukraine will have a much more difficult time once the cold weather sets in. For Russia, they'll continue to export wheat throughout the winter, not as aggressively, but they have four deep water ports that they will be able to utilize. And so they'll still be a presence in the world space. But I think we just have a better chance of seeing some sort of sustained rally for wheat and even corn for that matter, as we get into the winter months. Taking a quick look at weather, we see that the situation in Brazil really is not changing. They were supposed to get some light rains this week. That's been pushed back into next week. And then after that, it's about 4 days where they're expected to get some light rains. After that, the longer range forecast suggests it's going to return to warm and dry conditions. In Argentina, boy, they have really turned a corner here. They've gotten some very nice rains over the last few weeks, and it looks like more is on the way. We don't hear of any planting delays because of it, but the ground is soaking it up, and this is going to be a huge boost to their, you know, production potential for corn and soybeans. It's pretty much too late for wheat, but at least for the row crops, they're in a much better position. In the United States, we're looking at more rain and snow coming across the north and northern plains, across the northern Midwest. That's going to slow things down, not just simply because it's raining and snowing, but it's going to take way longer to dry down, if it does really at all. In North Dakota, they may have to wait until the ground freezes before they can get the combines in to the cornfields. Still got a ways to go there. Not unusual and not impossible to do, but it just drags out the harvest. So looking ahead, I think that wheat probably is going to continue to drift lower. We just don't see any major changes coming for the fundamentals. Corn and beans, you know, well, corn on its own has just gone flat. It is really literally just flatlined. And I don't see a lot more pressure coming for corn, especially if you're going to drag out the rest of the harvest now. You're not going to see a wave of selling coming into the marketplace at the end of harvest. So, you know, most likely corn is carving out a long-term low. It's just forming a huge base of support here. And I think that in the bigger picture, that's going to start working its way higher. For soybeans, really is dependent on what's going on in Brazil. If it stays dry, then, you know, I think Brazil's crop is going to start to really be stressed. And you're going to start to see the market react to that. You know, Brazil is the other major soybean producer and exporter, and if they run into trouble, that changes the dynamics significantly. It's like the U.S. going through a weather market. So Brazil is next up, not off to a great start as far as moisture conditions. And, you know, again, there are some light rains forecast, but they're light and across the key growing areas of soy country. So this is something that could change the dynamics of the whole grain complex. If soybeans start to move higher, that's going to pull corn higher. And it's also going to suggest that soybean plantings will continue to be delayed in Brazil. That's going to delay the harvest and then the start of corn planting, which becomes a very big deal for corn down the road. So I think that, you know, with the soy complex, you know, having a significant base of demand for biofuels, and then we're looking at, you know, this dry start to the season in Brazil, pulling corn higher, and certainly that would pull wheat higher as well. So it's just something we're watching very closely, as always. But corn likely has formed at seasonal lows. Wheat just continues to drift. But if corn is going to stay here, or at least stabilize, wheat will be supported as well. I don't see a lot of, you know, significant downside in wheat, but it's for Chicago, we're probably going to come down and test those lows from a few weeks ago. KC and Minneapolis will probably just continue to drift lower as well. But I don't see a lot more pressure coming for wheat. It's just that the bullish fundamentals have really not been able to assert themselves. And I think as long as Russia's dumping wheat on the market, that's going to continue just to be a drag on the wheat space. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.